Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head football coach at Pisgah, Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Last night, the Black Bears losing to an undefeated Franklin football team, a game that that we knew was going to be a tough one, as good as Franklin is. And you know, when you go back and you look at all the things that you could talk about this morning, Coach, I know that you have probably got a lot of good things to say about your team and their resiliency last night and how they executed. We're talking about, you know, losing to this Franklin team by just a handful of points in a game that you guys were in the entire night. And again, did a lot of good things on both sides of the ball.
You know, tell the two halves for us. You know, you look at the first half and, you know, I always like to look at the numbers and, you know, throw some stats and offensively for us. You know, we had 93 yards of offense in the first half. We had 6 first downs and a touchdown. You look at what we gave up. Man, we gave up a lot of yards. Gave up 252 yards, 17 points, and 15 first downs. But we made some really good adjustments at halftime on the defensive side and the offensive side. And we went to 190 yards of offense in the second half. So we doubled what we did in the first half and 11 first downs and almost doubled that. You know, I obviously got another touchdown, and the defense went from giving up 252 yards in the first half to 92 in the second half and only gave up 5 first downs. So played a really, really good second half. You know, we just couldn't get the ball in the end zone. You know, we just couldn't get the points we needed there in that second half. Really good ball game. You know, kids continued to play good, play hard. You know, had a couple of things on the special teams that, you know, they love to rush and get after the punt, and I thought we did a good job protecting. Had one punt, we downed them inside the 5, I like the 2-yard line. So we had some things that went our way. There didn't seem like there were many of them, but we did have a few things in there that did. And you know, it's frustrating. Obviously, we're on a 3-game losing streak, and all of the games have been close.
Yeah.
All the games have been all the way down to the wire. And as a coach, that's, you want your kids to continue to fight to the end, and we're still doing that. And hopefully we got one more in us next week to fight to the end and get a win and try to advance on and get in the playoffs.
One of the things that I saw last night, there's a lot of good things that we saw, but one of the things that we saw is there not being very much room for them to run the football between the tackles. You guys did a good job up front and forcing them to try to get it outside in terms of the run game. You really shut that element down against a very good run team in Franklin.
That's a really good observation, because that was where we felt like that the matchup had to be won or lost, and I felt like that we held our own there. You know, obviously they were really senior heavy on offense. I think they had 9 seniors out of 11 on the offensive side, and all seniors up front. So we knew that we were going to have our hands full up front, but I thought our defensive front played really well. You know, when you look on the other side of it, you know, we were able to run the ball. I thought Coach Hawkins, who is their defensive coordinator, and Tim was a longtime coach at Smoky Mountain, I thought he did a good job defensively and bringing some pressure from some different places.
Right.
And I thought that, like I said, we were able to do some good things. We just couldn't, you know, once we got down there close or got across that 50, we just could not punch it in.
Yeah. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible, along with the expertise and leading-edge technology you expect at larger hospitals, all conveniently close to home. As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospital. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
You know, Coach, again, going back to last week, and often we'll ask you this question: what was your message in terms of practice, and what was the week of practice like for your kids, knowing that this was such a big ball game for them?
You know, it was a really good week of practice. Also, we stressed the importance of, you know, I was trying to get a win. We had a home game winning streak. They were undefeated.
Yeah.
You know, we had a lot of things that we were striving towards, you know, and trying to get that win. On Friday, it was a really good week of practice, very physical week of practice, both for the JVs and the varsity. And really the last 2 weeks have been good weeks of practice. So I can't really go back and say, wished we'd have done this wished we'd have done that on the practice schedule. Also, we'll go in this morning and watch some film and see if we can find something else, that we may be able to do and create to try to, have a really good week of practice this week. It's sometimes it's hard to not be a little bit frustrated, being so close in these ball games and, wanting these kids to be successful and, not to have that feeling, but it's going to come. I feel like we're right there. We just can't get over that hump. I'm certainly hopeful that we can do that this week, but I tell you what, looking at the other side of it, it's just as important a game for Brevard this week as it is us. So JV's too on the Thursday night game. They've just got one conference loss, and if they were able to win, they could split for a conference championship with us, them and Franklin.
Right.
So two really big ball games on Thursday and Friday night for us.
Yeah, going back to, again, some of the things that we saw, last night, I felt like that what we've seen from Tanner, the quarterback spot the last several weeks is, certainly being able to rely on his ability to run the football. But I was impressed with what I detected to be some real confidence in making some pretty big throws there. I mean, obviously, you look at what Cam did with a number of catches down the stretch, really getting him involved, making some really, two throws I can think of to the touchdown throws to Justin were really solid throws, hooking up with guys in the middle of the field. I saw a lot of confidence out of Tanner, and that seemed to prove to make some difference last night too for us.
Well, we knew we had to be balanced. We knew we couldn't be one-sided, and I thought we, for the most part, did that. I'm looking at the stats here, and we were 94 yards of rushing, 189 yards of passing. I mean, it wasn't exactly balanced, but if you look at the number of carries and the number of pass attempts, we had 32 pass attempts and 27 rush attempts. So we were pretty close to what we were striving for. Also, we threw it a little bit more right there in those last two series, trying to get under the score.
Sure.
But, we did some good things. We played a really good team, too. Make no doubt about that. Very good football team, very well coached. Again, I thought we made some good adjustments at halftime and, kept us in the ball game. Felt like we probably needed to, and I told our coaches earlier in the week, I felt like we needed to be up going into the fourth quarter on this bunch because I felt like they could probably keep the ball away from us.
Yeah.
A lot of times we always preach, we got to, if we get them to the fourth quarter and we're close, we can come back and, win a ball game. But I felt like we needed to be up in this one. And, obviously we were down going into it and, just weren't able to come back all the way.
Did they present anything to you last night that you hadn't seen yet? Probably not.
Formation.
Or they did.
The first half, formation they gave us defensively. And that's what got us buggered a little bit in that first half. Obviously, that yardage that they had was quite a bit more in that first half than that second half. And it took us to halftime to get that adjustment made and make sure we got straightened out. And we got a little frustrated as coaches, too, because we were trying to get our kids in the right position and just for whatever reason we never could in that first half. But you have to tip your hat to them as well. I thought Josh did a good job of, giving us a couple of wrinkles that we hadn't seen formation-wise. And, he found some numbers that he liked running to. And once we made the adjustment, we were in pretty good shape. But, again, it was 17-7 at halftime and, weren't able to come all the way back.
You're talking about balance and going over to the run game again. Run with some big carries last night. Eric, again, getting off in terms of, running the jet sweep most of the time. But, again, Tanner with some big runs and big situations again last night. I mean, we've talked about this now for several weeks in a row. When we've got to have a first down, when we've got to keep a drive alive, you guys feel pretty confident letting him have the football, knowing that there's a good chance that he's going to be able to convert.
Yeah, we had a key fourth down conversion right there in the fourth quarter. Seems like it was fourth and three or fourth and four right there close to midfield, and Tanner was able to pick it up, and you're right, obviously he gives us a different option to run in there, not as heavy, but still very elusive once he gets up in the hole, and was able to get that first down, and a really solid played football game on both sides of the ball last night. Usually you may look at penalties, and we had seven penalties, and they had nine. I mean, so we were pretty even there. I know I mentioned the first downs, the totals. We were 17, they were 20. So you can look at so many similarities, and you look at the score, and it's about what it is.
How was the mood? What was the mood of the kids after the game last night, after losing a tough one like this one in Brewer?
I think the biggest thing for our kids right now is understanding the situation that we're in.
Yeah.
Going into next week, how important. Obviously, this game is for seniors, senior night. Going to be the last home game. Be the last time our seniors get to walk across that bridge coming down and go through that tunnel. And, we talked about those things. I wanted to make sure those kids knew everything going into next week prior to getting to practice on Monday. And, I'm hopeful as a coach. We got another week of fight left in us, and throw the cards on the table. And if we go down, we're going to go down fighting.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
In challenging tax times, you should have the best qualified tax advisor you can find. Talk to Lewis Pitts, an enrolled agent, the highest credential the IRS awards. Enrolled agents have unlimited practice rights. They are unrestricted as to which taxpayers they can represent, what types of tax matters they can handle, and which IRS offices they can represent clients before. Lewis Pitts Tax and Accounting Services, I-40 Exit 33 on Newfound Road, 648-1625.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Coach, we talked about a little bit about Franklin. You know, offensively, their ability to run the football with their back, and I thought quarterback play for them, the Moore kid, I thought quarterback play for them was pretty solid too. I mean, he was. They did some things that seemed to me that they tried to get him out in space to make some throws. He made some big boy throws too, in a lot of those situations. But you know, a team that doesn't necessarily like to throw the football certainly seemed to me, I mean, this kid was, 13 of 15 or whatever. The kid had a lot of confidence back there and was a big-time quarterback and presents all kinds of challenges for us, I'm sure, defensively.
You know, he did make some good plays. Obviously, big, tall, 6'5", sees the field really well. Obviously, they moved him out and rolled him, left and right, trying to hit some shorter passes. And, the touchdown pass that he had down there to, I guess you'd say, the south end zone.
Right.
Really big throw.
Right.
I tell you what, I was just as impressed with him punting the ball. I thought he did a really good job punting us, put us in bad situation two different times. We got out of it, but his game was certainly elevated from what I've seen, the last couple of years. And obviously, when you got a team that's undefeated, you got to have a good guy back there pulling the trigger. And certainly, he played that way last night.
Well, and one of the good things and we talked about this a lot last year, but one of the good things that I noticed last night too is that we were not necessarily in a situation where the field was one side or another for either team. In other words, it wasn't a situation where we were constantly dealing on a long field and they were dealing on a short field. You mentioned his ability to punt the football and change things, but it seemed to me that there was a lot of evenness last night with that.
There was. Actually, after we scored a touchdown and we flipped the field on them, and Justin Francis got to kick off in the end zone, so we made him have to come out from the 20. They ended up driving down and scoring, getting I think it might have been when they got the field goal right there at the end, but before halftime. But I thought, kind of what you were saying, I don't think there was a big discrepancy. Obviously we pinned them down as well, and the Hendersonville game 2 weeks ago just felt like we were really on the long field. We really, really gave Hendersonville the short field most of the night and never could get that thing flipped over there. But I thought last night was pretty even when it came to that.
One of the things that we've seen over time here, and I won't spend a lot of time talking about officiating, but one of the things that we've seen here in particular, again, I think with this emphasis on head injuries and so forth, we saw some calls last night. A lot of these calls went our way, but some of these calls in terms of the targeting and those kinds of things, what's your feel on that? Is that being overdone right now, or is it the right way for us to look at calling these games?
Anytime that they have made that it's a point of emphasis in the summertime, so the officials meet in the summertime with Mark Dribulis, who is, you know, the head of the officiating for the NCHSAA. And whenever they usually come in every year, and there's always one or two things that is a big point of emphasis. And when there is, we see that called more than anything. And this year, that was the point of emphasis coming in, that and the crackback block. Those were the two big things that they were looking at. And I know, you know, in a Thursday night game and a Friday night game, back-to-back, I don't think I can think of one week this year that we haven't seen that called at least once or not even twice. And we had one on Thursday night this week, and, of course, we had one last night as well. And I don't want to say it went in our favor, but the flag went against Franklin. We were able to get a first down because of it. But it is a point of emphasis. Certainly the officials, I don't necessarily say every crew's looking for it, but you have some that are, you know, specifically looking for stuff like that.
Tell me about how you – and I saw Tanner get had to deal with a couple of big hits, particularly late in the game last night. How did he come out of things health-wise, as well as the rest of your team health-wise?
We were banged up a little bit going in. Last night was the first night. We had Chase back in a couple of weeks, Henson, and then, of course, Cam was coming back off shoulder injury from Hendersonville. We didn't come out of there injured. I mean, we didn't have somebody come out that we had to get worried about with the x-ray or anything like that last night. I think obviously we'll be beat and banged up this morning, just like I know Franklin will be too, because it's a very physical ball game. But, we had an injury with Cam's brother Nealon on Thursday night. Had a mid-foot sprain. We did get him x-rayed. His mom and dad took him yesterday, and we ended up okay with it. It's certainly a painful injury, and I don't know that we'll have him back for next Thursday for the last game, but we're hopeful for that. He's a big part of what we do on Thursday nights, and obviously he played quite a bit in the game against Hendersonville too. So we'll get back and check these guys on Monday and see where we're at.
And before I get too far away from this, we can still talk about JVs here in a minute. Again, when you get to the end here after final game for the JVs on Thursday, do you go back and reevaluate and think about some of the kids that you might want to go ahead and move on up for the rest of the season?
We have got nine kids that were eight quartering right now. They allow us to do 10, and we've got nine that we're doing. So, there may be a handful more. When we played in the Greenville game, we pulled quite a few up. So I've kept that, roster intact along the way, just kind of seeing where we're at and who we might want to bring up, provided we could get in the playoffs. And, certainly we'll look at that on next Saturday or Sunday if we get the opportunity to move on.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Heywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Heywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, general, interventional cardiology, women's care, sleep lab, imaging, pediatrics, and GI center. For more information, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myheywoodregional.com.
Hometown Hardware has big October deals. DeWalt 34-piece drive socket set, $39.99, and mini bar clamp, $6.50. Don't forget, Hometown Hardware carries all types of hot heaters. A 50-gallon electric water heater, $379.99. Hometown Hardware has your fall cleanup deals from Steel Leaf Rakes and Better Brooms, $28.99. October is fire prevention month. Be sure to check your smoke detectors and change your batteries. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative.
Coach, one more time, we've talked about this. I remember going back and thinking about how impressed I was by the kids up front defensively and really making things happen and stopping and taking away that big element from Franklin, too. But the other thing that impressed us in the booth last night, too, was your team's resiliency. I mean, again, after the East game where that was, certainly the disappointment around that, turn around and go to Hendersonville and lose on a final play like we did, that can be deflating and can take a lot away from kids. And you and I both have talked about before situations, luckily not really with us, but with other teams that we play this time of year where it feels like the kids have packed it away and they're ready for basketball season. And you can tell it's just a complete different shift. But, you know, your kids last night, with a ton of resiliency and a ton of fight and a ton of desire left, has got to make you feel good again going into next week and for where your program is right now and where it's going to be down the road. It was absolutely there last night.
Well, I think the effort was. I thought the effort, has been there for the last 2 weeks. It's unfortunate you look back and you just say you got one game that really was a disappointment. And unfortunately, that one game is biting us right now. And I'm hopeful that, we can get things taken care of this week, have a good week of practice, and come out and get a win. I'm hopeful we're not looking back and really saying, that's the one that got us and kept us out. Because if it happens, it will be.
Yeah. Now, when you go and you look at some of that, what's your feel on what it takes at this point with the one game left and what you're seeing across the, across the West in terms of the 2AA?
I'm going to be real honest with you. I've kind of shut down any kind of media and anything else. I've not looked. I've not looked beyond who we've played probably for the last, 4 weeks. And I couldn't tell you who won and lost last night. I've not looked at the paper or scores, or I haven't been really too concerned with it. I know that we've got coaches there in the office that are keeping up with that stuff and, trying to keep me up to date on it, but I have I've just kind of shut all of that stuff down and trying to be just really focused on us and what we were doing the next week. Met with the team for a long time last night after the game and pretty much laid it out, mapped it out for them and said, this is where we're at.
Right.
You guys will decide if you want to move on and play another week, get into the playoffs. This is what we got to do.
And I think that's my point, though. I mean, you go out there and you win next week, there are these opportunities.
Yes.
We're going to qualify.
Absolutely. If with the importance of next week's game, and it's both ways. I mentioned it a little bit earlier, Brevard's going to be sitting in the same situation. They need to win to try to get into the playoffs. I mentioned it about the JV game as well, that Brevard's trying to play for a share of the conference championship. And, we're trying to play for the outright conference championship. So really big games. On Thursday and Friday night, I anticipate it being a really good week of practice because there's so much on the line.
Right.
And, we're due to finally get a few breaks. We've not had any breaks really for the last three ball games varsity-wise, and hopefully we'll get those on next Friday night.
Before we go into the next break real quickly, JV team again, another big win on Thursday night, shutting out Franklin. Got to feel real good about where that group is right now.
They gave up 97 yards of offense to Franklin, which was phenomenal. This was a team that had only lost one game, was undefeated in the conference. They had lost to Mountain Heritage a little bit earlier, which Mountain Heritage was on a 35-game winning streak or something. So good team that they lost to. But I thought our JVs played really well. Took us to the fourth quarter to really get going offensively. Scored 27 points in the fourth quarter. Really poured it on there. But really proud of that defense as well, holding those guys to 97 yards over there. Playing really well. Obviously, these guys are, one game away from, clinching the outright conference championship. And certainly we'll try to get those guys ready for Thursday night's game and get after Brevard.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton, Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Final segment this morning, Coach. Again, preparing for Brevard, an old rivalry game. There used to be a time where it was either Pisgah or Brevard that qualified for the playoffs. And most of us that have been around for as long as we have remember those days. But again, this is a big rivalry game. And Brevard, what we saw from them just a couple of years ago where they were just struggling to find a single win, they've certainly done some things to resurrect what was a story program. And certainly they're going to present some problems for us, I'm sure, on Friday.
You know, they played really good on defense last year. I remember going over there, and obviously we had some turnovers during that game, and you know, they obviously had Ellenberger back there pulling the trigger and played really good at quarterback, and you know, got some new faces that are over there playing. But you know, it has that feel to it of what you're mentioning, you know, that whoever wins that last game gets in, and who doesn't stays at home.
Yeah.
And even though the circumstances have changed a little bit as far as where you're going to finish in the conference, it has that feel to it. I'm certainly hopeful that, you know, we can have a good crowd that comes out and sees our seniors go out next Friday night. And, you know, I'm excited to be at home, you know, one more time to get in the stadium down there and play well. Certainly felt like we played good enough last night to win, you know, put ourselves in some situations to make some plays. And, you know, we didn't make the ones that we needed to at the most critical times.
Yeah. So, when you think about them, what they're doing, anything different? You know, I remember last year, obviously, they're doing anything much different than what we've seen from them in the past?
I have not seen any film on Brevard.
Yeah.
I watched some this morning, see where they're at. I know I had talked with the coach from Pickens that we scrimmaged earlier in the year.
Right.
We scrimmaged Pickens on a Wednesday, and they scrimmaged Brevard, scrimmage Pickens on that Friday, and of course I know the coach down there, Chad, really good at Pickens, and I talked to him over that weekend and just asked him, you know, what he thought about it, you know, the scrimmage against both of us, and got a little bit of information from him then. But you know, there's been a lot changed since that took place. Seems like forever ago.
Sure.
When we got the season started. But you know, again, I'm excited.
Right.
I'm excited about getting back on Monday. Getting back after and having another good week of preparation and getting those kids on the field and getting a win. You know, that's what it's going to be all about for us.
Absolutely. Again, Pisgah will be back at home on Friday night, 6:30 will be our airtime with the Black Bear Cafe preview. 7 o'clock will be our game broadcast time. Then we'll be right back here again next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Till next week, so long, everybody.